So my name is Chris Bernard, and I'm a partner business evangelist for Microsoft. And I help publishers and partners launch and ship apps on Windows Azure, Windows Phone, and Windows 8. Part of what we do is make sure that not only do we ship apps on those platforms, but they're great apps, and that users can discover and like them and share those apps with friends. So this next session, we're actually going to talk about how you promote your app and how you optimize your app for the Windows Store Marketplace. And we're going to focus on three areas here today. The first area we're going to focus on is discovery. The second area we're going to focus on is promotion. And then we'll talk through the presentation about some templates and assets that Microsoft has created for you that's going to make it really easy for you to do a lot of this stuff. And we're probably not going to have time to show all those things in this 30-minute talk. But what we are going to do is when you get this presentation, there's a nice little appendix that has really detailed guidance about all this stuff and how easy Microsoft makes it for you to kind of do some of the things that we're going to talk about doing today. So the first thing we should talk about is discovery. And what discovery is all about is getting your app noticed. And getting your app noticed means there's a bunch of things that we can do outside of just putting your app in the marketplace. The first thing that we really want to focus on is naming your application. Giving your application a great name is important, and it's also important to make sure that you don't copy names of other applications, you don't violate any copyrights, but you make it pretty easy for someone to understand what your app is going to do. Here is an example of an actual app on Windows Phone called Frisbee, and it allows you to share documents very simply. It may be hard to see on that screen, but their tagline actually tells you that. And this is actually a page from their mobile optimized website that actually showcases their application and the different platforms that it's actually based on. The most important thing about naming your application is being descriptive. This is something that can sometimes be challenging when you're actually talking about the name of the app, when you don't want to violate copyrights or infringe on anybody else's intellectual capital. But what you can do is give yourself a memorable name and make sure that your tagline and your content describes what your app does so users can quickly understand and decide what they want to do. It also helps to keep it short and sweet. Shorter names are more memorable, and they're less likely to be truncated in an application description. Sometimes when you look at all the tiles across the Windows Store, if you have an app that says, instructional book for Adobe Photoshop or instructional book for Microsoft Word, the most important part of that description for that title might get truncated in some views. So short and sweet and describing what the app does up front is critical. The other thing that we need to think about with your application is no matter how much we wish it would be this way, distributing an app doesn't mean users are automatically going to find it. So keyword optimization is incredibly important for your application. And we have a bunch of great tools such as Sensor Tower that we can point you to that will help you automatically define keywords for your application based on its description. And when you look at SEO optimization, and when you look at how you add those keywords into your app submission, they're going to be really important in terms of driving app discovery. So in addition to making sure that you have great keywords for your application, it's also important to think about icons. Icons are a very memorable part of your application, and they're really going to define what your application does to both the user as a quick reminder and a shorthand, and it's also an important shorthand when we talk about what your actual app is going to look like should a user choose to pin it to their start screen. So it's really important that we think about icon design and how to do it well. Now, one of the challenges is that we often aren't professional designers, and this isn't something that we're going to be great at doing ourselves. So if we want to talk about areas where it makes a lot of sense to maybe go hire a professional to do something, designing your app icon is probably one of them. And one of the most important things we can do is give you some good references and links on how to do that. We can also provide some detail in the appendix on how to think about an icon. An icon isn't necessarily text that describes your app. It's something that is a shorthand that kind of delivers on what the brand promise of your app is or what your identity is. And we can go to places like Elance, or we can go to places like 99designs, and sometimes in a matter of hours and for, pennies on the dollar of what it would normally cost, you can have a professional help you design a great application icon. Now, the next category that we want to think about when you have that great icon and that great description is these are all things that you're actually probably going through and thinking about when you're submitting your app into that marketplace, is you want to think about app categorization. And what this means is we want to think about what store category and subcategory is going to be best for your application in our marketplace. And you're not always going to have the option of a subcategory, but when you do, it's important to think carefully about where do you fit. So for example, if you're an application that is really focused on tools and productivity for photography, it may be better to list that app in photography than tools or productivity. When you think about an application that may involve cooking, but it's really about sharing recipes with your friends, you may actually want to have that app be in the social category versus a food and dining category, as an example. Finally, you may want to look at where it makes the most sense for your app to be in terms of other competitors in the space. Sometimes it makes sense for you to appear with those competitors. Sometimes it makes sense to kind of target and position your app and its functionality in a category where there's not a lot of competition as well. Now, when we think about descriptions and screenshots, there's a couple of things that we can do to help you. One is we do have the App Descriptorizer, which is a great link to a tool that will help you write a great description for your app quickly. So once you've picked out that category for your application, we have some tools that can actually help you do this and refine some of this. So when we think about descriptions and screenshots, you want to make sure you have great screenshots for your application, but you also want to make sure that that description is perfect. And we actually have a tool, which is called the App Descriptorizer. You could say it along with me if we were all on the call. But it's a great tool that helps you quickly write the description to your application. Now, once you have your app description, the next most important thing to think about is choosing your markets and figure out where you want to be. The Windows Store represents a global opportunity for your application. So when you look at other markets where your current app and localization can be done quickly and easily, it's a really good idea to think about those markets and where you want to be, and also do research and look at other markets where, with localization, you could be and could be successful in the future. This global opportunity covers a lot of the world right now. So today, when we look at all the different markets you can be in, everything you see on this slide in green is a market that you can target with your application. So these are all the steps that we would actually do when we've got that app package and we've submitted it to the marketplace. We've got our keywords, we've got our descriptions, we've got beautiful screenshots that we've submitted with the app that show the application in action, and we've decided what markets we're going to go into. The next thing we need to do is think about things we can do as a developer that can help make people aware of our applications. And we're going to cover a bunch of different categories around what we can do here, and they are things that you can do if you're a small developer and it's just you with no budget, all the way up to someone that may have some resources to do these things. So we're going to introduce some terms and concepts that will hopefully help you be more effective in how you think about talking about your app and making the world aware of it. So the first thing that we want to focus on is spreading the word. Word of mouth and user reviews are critical in terms of making sure that your app is a success in the marketplace. One of the things that we find is most effective when you launch an app is give those users that actually love your app the opportunity to review and rate it. The best way to do this without impinging on a user very much is build in some code that will actually encourage a user to review your app perhaps after the fifth time that they've launched the app. We provide some great code for you that lets you implement that feature easily in your application, and this also makes sure that when we look at organic results and how people look at apps in the marketplace, that your app is going to rise to the top when it has great reviews from your users. So once you've actually uploaded your app into the marketplace and you've got your keywords, you've got your description, you've got your fantastic screenshots, and you figured out all the markets you want to go into, what we want to focus on is spreading the word. And spreading the word really means that word of mouth and user reviews are the most critical thing that you can use to drive the perception of your application and the downloads, and help make sure organically that your app is going to show up in the top of results when people review by ratings. We've done some great things to help you get some love for your applications by providing simple code that you can put in both your Windows 8.1 app and your Windows Phone app that's going to help spread the word about your application. And these are actually code snippets that you can download right now today and make sure that they're in your app before you even submit it to the marketplace. The other thing that we want to think about doing is give rewards for ratings. So as an example, one of the things that we can do is incentivize users to give you a review if they like your app, or give them special characters in a game, for example, if they like your app. And this is a really important way to kind of encourage users that love you and want to help you do it in the most constructive way possible, which is to give you a great review and rating. Now, there's going to be times when we have users or customers that may not like our application. And we shouldn't ignore those users. We should give them a way to provide feedback in a constructive way so you can make sure you're truly addressing user needs with your apps. And the way that we think about this is we say praise publicly and encourage your users to praise you publicly, but criticize privately. And one of the best ways that we can do that is make sure that Send Love, like as a badge in your app or on your website, actually promotes them to rate the application. But if they have feedback on your application, that may generate an email that goes directly to you as the publisher of the app. What's great about doing this is it gives us the opportunity to actually, accept criticism, right? And actually react on it to make sure that we can make sure that we have a great app experience. So the next topic we want to think about is how can you promote your app? There's four categories that we can think about when we think about promotion for your application. One of them is paid media, the other one is owned media, the third one is social media, and the fourth one, which is sometimes the most valuable one, is what we call earned media. So let's talk a little bit about all four of these categories. Paid media is when you actually go out and buy keywords in a search engine, buy display ads that you may use in an ad network, or somehow promote your app across different categories. We see this a lot in terms of ads that you would buy on the web, in terms of networks. This can extend to posters or billboards or stickers. It can even extend to radio, TV commercials, all of these fantastic things that we might do if you have a giant bag of money to promote your applications. So an example of paid media might be, this ad that's on Facebook for Gap, right? Where they've actually paid to promote what they do on the website. And certain users can like that, and that might show up in your feed. If you have the means to do this, this can be a very effective way of targeting ads and reaching new users for your application. Now, if we think about owned media is channels that you actually have as a developer. And if you don't have any channels that you own, you should think about the need and the necessity of having those to launch your app. So own channels that you can have would include your own website, your own blog. They would include your own Facebook page for your app, or even a Twitter account that you use to promote your application. All of these are things that you have control over and you can use to promote your app. So as an example here, we have a Facebook page that we use for Windows, and we promote apps all the time that are in the marketplace. Doing this on your own gives you great uplift in terms of reaching consumers and users. If we extend that to social media, you too have these channels available to you. So by using Facebook or Twitter, you can actually go out and promote channels on your own. And in this example, this is a game publisher called SkyVu that makes a game called Battle Bears. And they actually use their Twitter channel to promote their application to their users all the time with good direct interaction that is two-way. So they accept feedback, they praise reviews, and they help their users connect with them as consumers that love their application. Now, earned media is perhaps one of the most valuable things that we can get as publishers. This is where other people actually write about what we're doing as app developers. Now, earned media is hard. People have to decide that there's a compelling story about you to write about you in your application. And just the fact that you've launched isn't always a good enough story. So when we think about getting earned media, what's really going to matter is there a story that somebody can tell that is exciting there. And as an example, here's an article that VentureBeat wrote earlier this summer about some new developers that were actually going to come to Windows. And the story was newsworthy enough that that was news in itself. Sometimes you may have an application that does something very unique on the platform that no one has ever done before, and people might write about that story. Or if you are a cherished brand on another platform and you are coming to Windows for the first time, that can be a very newsworthy story that you're going to have others interested in writing about you. But the reality is that earned media can be very hard for us as a small publisher to actually get or guarantee. So we need to be more creative in how we think about doing these things. And one of the things that we can actually do is kind of market like an indie band. An indie band is going to have a lot of the same challenges that we're going to have as a developer that may not have great market share or reach or the giant budgets that some of the other big brands have. So what are some of the things that we can do to market like an indie brand? Well, first and foremost, it's about having a good dialogue with consumers of our application or the potential consumers of our application. One of the best things that we can do is enlist our biggest fans. Everybody has people that are going to be heavy users of their application, or they're going to love your application. Endorse them and bring them in to help you promote and talk about your application and what it does. Think about things that are going to generate buzz. You know, one of the challenges that we have with media is we are bombarded with it every day. So if we can do things that can cut through that noise and grab their attention, that's going to make you much more effective in what you do. And this can do things in terms of giving people special offers, of giving them props or giving them special merchandise they can win. It may be giving them access to special characters in a game or a t-shirt. All of these things work to cut through the noise of traditional marketing clutter. And if we listen carefully to what our users are saying about us, we can always find opportunities to even turn things that are negative interactions into positive interactions. So it's important to make sure to understand that this isn't a one-way communication, but it's actual dialogue that you're going to actually have with your fans and your users of your application. And when you do this well, you want to take all of the assets available to you to make people know what you're doing. So let people know about your application. Get a launch plan. Have an announcement. Have someone man the Twitter accounts 24/7. Leverage different tools that you can actually use to monitor that stuff. One of the things Windows does is we give you a whole series of templates that you can use for the web, in email, in business cards, badges to put on your website, great tools to write your description. These are all things that you should review and take advantage of so you can be successful. And then finally, make sure that you link those things up so that they're actually going to work well together. Having a mobile website is important. Making sure that you have deep links, you know, from your website into the App Store link that we have so people can download things quickly are all things that are going to be really important to help you. There's also fundamental things that we can do as well. If you launch your app and your website doesn't indicate that you have a Windows Store app that you can download, this is a huge missed opportunity for you. And we make it so easy for you to add that and incorporate that into your website that we want to make sure that you actually have those things available. The other thing you can do when you're at conferences or with friends is easily have a business card for your app that you can give out to people that can encourage them to download it. We actually create a set of templates for you so you can easily make these cards to actually promote your application. And then finally, there are going to be people that don't have your application, so make sure that your application actually has a web presence and a responsive website, probably designed for mobile, so that everyone can see your app. So when they aren't in the marketplace, there's a link to it so we can start the conversation. And then finally, if you have enough time before you launch your app, one of the most effective strategies that you can do is literally encourage people to get in line and wait for your app. Build that responsive website, perhaps with a countdown to say 10 days till launch, and have people sign up to be notified when your app launches. Anything that creates anticipation and excitement can help you be extra effective in how you deliver for the platform. And finally, think about how you promote your app organically. One of the things that you want to make sure that your website and all your tools and strategies do is optimize for search. One of the most powerful things that can happen when you market, especially like an indie band, is when your friends tell another friend about a great application and they go out and search on the internet and they are validated by the organic search results of everybody praising your application and seeing the stories written about it or seeing the great website that you have that links to the application. All of these things drive validation of you as a publisher and your application and encourage people to download it. And you also have great tools in Windows that let you take advantage of them as well. Leverage our charms. Encourage people to actually use the share charm to share when they use your application or when they do things. This may seem unusual, but every application publisher has mechanisms to let people know that they are fans of a product and they are using it. In fact, you may find when people are on Amazon, they may tweet out when they've purchased a favorite video game or book. You should leverage the same great features built into Windows that makes this a swipe and a click to do the same thing so people can understand your application and how to share. Now, in conclusion, most of us as publishers are not going to have access to big budgets, and we're not going to have access to TV commercials and billboards. But what we all can do is build a responsive website, build a Facebook page, and use Twitter to make people aware of our application. So let's focus on some specifics for each of the platforms that we're going to have available to us as a developer. When we look at Twitter, there's a few things that we can do. One is, we don't want to use all of the 140 characters available to us in Twitter. We want to give people the ability to retweet, add their names, other hashtags in there. So being short and concise is going to be important. Imagery is very important. The click-through and retweet rates on links on social media that have an image or a video attached to it are much, much higher than they are when you just simply post a link or when you simply post a comment and there's no action or embed that shows up. So Facebook specifics, we have a little more flexibility. First, it's all about the headline and the status updates. Pay attention to what works with other people to promote and mimic some of those practices. And a great headline is the first thing that you can do to be successful. Images and video are incredibly important in Facebook, just like they are in Twitter. Targeting filters on your status updates are also going to be important too. So make sure that you look at some of the demographic options and other options available to you when you set up your page, and users will probably do the same for you as well. Finally, use Facebook polls and ask questions to encourage engagement. Use Facebook as a promotion engine. If you're giving away a special character, Facebook can be one of the best channels for you to start having that conversation. If you're having a promo or a discount, having those conversations on Facebook is a great way to start. Finally, what you do want to do is not overwhelm your fans or consumers of your publication. A good rule of thumb here is to focus on the conversation and the dialogue and not go hard sell into your application with every single post that you make. This kind of dialogue is more personable and it's more connective to your audience. Finally, avoid cramming too much information into your Facebook status and updates. Giving people a teaser, you know, or an opportunity to engage is what you want to do. You don't want to have and initiate an entire one-way dialogue in Facebook. You want to get people to respond and interact with you. So what we've done is given you a simple overview of some of the things you can do to optimize your application when you submit it to the marketplace and also to promote your application. In the appendix for this presentation that you'll be able to download, you're going to see a rich set of detailed links that are going to help you do these activities, from actually the brainstorming exercises you can go through to name your application, to all the detailed tools that can help you with keywords and writing a great description for your application. Finally, we have a great set of templates and assets that will help you with in-app banner ads, with emails, with business cards, and with all the badging that you need to put on your website and that you share with users to encourage them to download your app from the Windows 8 Marketplace. Thanks.